Thanks be to God. Thank you, Gail. Well, let's just pray as we come to consider God's word together, shall we? Our Father God, we pray that you would shine the light of the Lord Jesus afresh into our hearts. Open our eyes to who Jesus is and what he came to do and the difference that he might make to us, we pray. In his name, amen. Well, let's get the first slide up, please. Jonathan, here is the famous Chris Single service. I think this is probably the ninth Chris Single service here I've done. And I wouldn't want you to think for a moment that I am scraping the bottom of the barrel to think about what on earth should I say new about the Chris Single. Last year, I think we thought about what different fruit could tell us about the good news of the Lord Jesus and the Christmas story. Now, why would we do that? Fruit and the Bible story of Chris Single. Because, of course, the Chris Single involves an orange! Well done, Celia. I was hoping one of the small children might have worked that out. But anyway, so orange obviously is a type of fruit. But orange is not only a fruit, is it? It's also a...
colour.
Well done, Steve. Steve obviously wants to go home for lunch. It is a colour, next one. So, this year's pathetic gimmick is, what could different colours tell us about the gospel? Now, what does the orange stand for in the Chris Single?
Yeah.
The world. Brilliant, the world. So we're not actually going to use orange. We're going to start off with, you're a step ahead of me, Jonathan. We're going to start off with green. Okay, green, symbolising the creation. That is that God made the world. He made you and me. He made all the things in the world. And in the orange, of course, we got the sweets, haven't we? Which remind us of all the good gifts that God has given us in creation. God made us. He made everything. He's given us so many good gifts. And the Bible tells us that God made a perfect world where men and women lived in friendship with one another and with him. Green for creation. But if we're honest, we know that we don't see that perfect world today. Our Bible reading talks about darkness, didn't it? And we're going to have another colour for that. Darkness. There's great darkness in our world. We've seen that with the terrorist attack in London this week, if we needed a reminder of that. But the Bible tells us that the problems are not just out there with other people. There's also darkness in our own hearts. Of course, that's not the whole story. We're made in the image of God, but things have gone wrong. There's darkness in our world and within. Left to ourselves, we'd be in great trouble. But the good news of Christmas is that Jesus the light has come to this dark world. He shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And on the Chris Single, we've got this ribbon, or in this case, masking tape, clever use of masking tape, which is, of course, red. And that symbolises... someone has memorised the Chris Single well here. Blood, yes, okay, good. I'm sure the children know this if they could be bothered, some of them. Yes, we must get a better screen, or better colours or something, or turn the lights down. This is meant to be red, okay? Red for Jesus' blood. Jesus died for us so that we might be forgiven. His blood was shed to make us clean within. So let's have the next one. Jesus' blood. Next slide, please, Jonathan. Jesus' blood cleanses us. It makes us clean. There's another verse in the Bible that says, though your sins are as red as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Jesus can make us clean and forgive us and give us a fresh start, because he died in the place of all who would trust in him that they might be forgiven. If you're a Christian believer today, the wonderful good news is that the price of your sins is fully paid. Now here's an exciting slide. Let's see the next one. Let's see what that looks like. What colour would you call that? Rainbow or multicoloured? That's the idea. Yeah, it's meant to be multicoloured. And this is meant to tell us about the church, the family of God's people. Because, you know, Jesus doesn't just save us individually, he saves us into a family. And in doing that, he shows what we might call the multicolored or variegated wisdom of God. Now, just have a look around. There are some pretty weird people here today, aren't there? People who perhaps wouldn't naturally be your friends. Maybe some of them you think are not very cool. People who are different from you. The church is meant to be multi-coloured, multi-racial, multi-class, multi-background, multi-age, multi-everything. It's God's great big family of all those who put their trust in Jesus, brought together in Him. So we're a little bit different from the golf club or the bowls club or the conservative party. We're brought together by Jesus, despite the many differences that we might have. And the wonderful multi-colour, multi-everything nature of the church is an important part of the good news and of what Jesus has done for us. He's not just saved us for friendship with Him, He's brought us into friendship with one another. Remember the words of the angels, peace on earth and goodwill amongst men. Jesus brings us together into a wonderful family. Let's have the next one. This may be almost the last one. And what colour do you think that is? It looks a bit like sort of vomit green, doesn't it? But on my presentation, it looks like a wonderful, you look sort of yellow, but gold! Well done, yes, gold. And this is meant, I know, you've got to bear with, use your imagination. This is meant to show us the wonderful future that the Bible says God has for all who trust in Him. A new heavens and a new earth, symbolised by a new Jerusalem in the Bible, the church, which is all goldy and jewelly and fantastic. God has a wonderful future for His forgiven people because He means to bring them home to be with Him forever, with Jesus. No more of those terrible S's. No more sin or sickness or shame or school. Maybe there will be school, I don't know. A wonderful future for God's people. But what about in the meantime? In a moment we're going to, let's have the next one please. In a moment we're going to light our Christingles. Jesus is the light of the world. But He says something amazing to His followers. He says to them, you are the light of the world. There's still plenty of darkness in our world, but Jesus calls on us to shine for Him, to reflect His light to others, that they too might come and put their trust in Him. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank You for the wonderful good news of the Lord Jesus, who became flesh and made His dwelling amongst us. Thank You that we have seen His glory. Help us to put our faith in Him, that we might be Your true children. And help us to reflect that glory of Jesus in this dark world, that we might live as lights, shining for Him, for His name's sake. Amen.